The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Had to play a little beach music for Visit Pensacola. I got Darren Schaefer, who is the president and CEO, with us this morning. I know how busy you are this morning. I so appreciate you coming in and talking with us.
Well, I appreciate you having us.
This is a busy time for y'all.
It is. There's a lot of people in town, and of course, the beach is a perfect place to be.
Right?
Today, through the weekend, and, you know, through the summer.
So much going on. And let's talk a little bit about Visit Pensacola. I was saying to Darren before we went on the air that we have people listening today. They're coming in from out of town for a big week. This is 4th of July week. You know, they're coming in for vacation. And you've got people here that live in Pensacola that maybe really don't understand your mission and what Visit Pensacola does for our community. We see the results of it now. I mean, having worked at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, we have seen such a jump in tourism as a result of all your efforts year-round. But this is the time, summertime. This is when people are coming, not just to the beach, but Pensacola and the entire area. So talk about your mission and how you came about.
Well, you know, it's in the name, right?
Right.
Visit Pensacola. This organization was created. We're 11 years old now, but it's created back in 2014.
Gosh, 11.
Really, you know, by Escambia County, the Board of County Commissioners were very involved, the industry was very involved, and the idea was we need to have a stronger marketing voice because we know that, you know, we have great destinations to the east and west of us that share some similarities, but, you know, we were able to do that. We were able to bring all the money together under one marketing effort, and that became Visit Pensacola. And in combination with Pensacola Sports and ACE, we have this unified marketing approach for Escambia County.
And ACE is the arts, culture, and entertainment side of that piece, that puzzle piece. You have sports, then you have tourism, and then you have the culture piece.
That's right. So really a smart decision that was made that has yielded fantastic results. Our market has grown. We've grown visitation during the what we consider the off season, but both the spring and the fall have grown to the point where we're not seeing the same lulls, and employers don't have to lay people off. So there's year round employment, and you know all that just that's great momentum, and it just keeps building upon itself. But we're trying to do it in a very smart way, and part of our goal is when people come here and they enjoy the beaches, we really are encouraging them to get out and spread throughout Escambia County because there's a lot of great parks and other opportunities that aren't on the beach.
I had an event last night with the UWF Historic Trust, and it was just that you could do a whole vacation just on the history of Pensacola and visiting the Museum of Commerce and all the museums downtown and going on the trip. I mean, that's a whole nother piece of this bigger picture that you all address in your marketing.
Yeah, I mean, as the city of Five Flags, we've had different flags over Pensacola Bay through the years, going back to 1559. I mean, we are the first European settlement in the United States,
in
Don Tristan de Luna. You get out to the beaches, Fort Pickens and the forts, the Living History Museum area that the UW Historic Trust manages, where you have these reenactments. It's such a cool, walkable experience. The America's First Settlement Walking Trail, Belmont de Villiers, a lot of great history and culture throughout the years. And so you're right, that's a great way to explore the Pensacola area.
Well, I think that's what I love about what y'all do, because I've had some firsthand experience in seeing how you market the area. And so it is the beach. Of course, that's the way to beach is our theme. So yes, of course, that we would be stupid not to promote that. I mean, frankly, but it's all the other things too that enhance that. So it's a multi-use, for lack of a better phrase, location. I mean, there's so many things.
And that's where Pensacola is truly special on the Gulf. I mean, when we have such unique attractions like the Naval Aviation Museum, one of the most phenomenal facilities for naval aviation, one of the top at Smithsonian quality And also the home of the Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that every Tuesday and Wednesday they are practicing. It's a mini air show that you can go out and it's free. It's such a unique aspect of our community. We love watching them come home from whatever.
Every Sunday night, we put those times out there and people crowd on the beach just to see them do the buzz by.
Some of the most popular Instagram and Facebook posts have to do with the angels coming home and the sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty special.
Oh, it absolutely is. And speaking of which, we've got the big 4th of July celebrations coming up next Friday. So all over the Gulf Coast.
That's right. Yes. So you can either be downtown Pensacola. You can be out at Pensacola Beach. They do a phenomenal job. Floribama out in Perdido Key, mm-hmm. they have some fireworks. So
and Navarre has, I believe, has them as well. So yeah, it's all over our area. You can't miss it. But just look up. Around 9 o'clock on Friday night. Look up. And then also the following week, oh my goodness,
yeah.
Blue Angels Week.
That's like our own special holiday, right?
Oh, no doubt about it.
We have a national conference we normally go to, and we're like, not this year. That's Blue Angel Weekend, so sorry. And I mean, our staff takes so much pride in talking about it and mm-hmm. sharing it. And you know, it's really become a Wednesday through Saturday event.
There's something going on every day, really. And you can take advantage of the practices on Thursday and Friday. The crowds now, I guess the word got out because Friday's gotten almost as busy as Saturday in recent years, but still you can come out any of those days.
Yeah, no, it's a great experience. Of course, we encourage people to come out early,
mm-hmm.
But take advantage of the outside parking lots and the shuttle that'll bring you in. And it's a different type of experience than the homecoming show in November.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think it's, there you've got a little more concrete, so it's even a little louder.
That's true.
But the displays and all the other things that go with it make that really a different type of experience.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, can't wait till next week.
So when you think about your calendar year and the things that all of you do, so maybe give people an overview of how you approach all of this throughout the year, because there's just so much. I don't even know how you have a great team. I know a lot of people on your team, and they travel all over the world promoting Pensacola, but talk a little bit about that and your actual, where do those TDD dollars go to work?
Sure.
Because that's the question a lot of times.
You know, sometimes people think, well, you got a great beach and why do you need to market that? And people just know.
Right.
But they just don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still have to generate more top of mind awareness throughout the United States. We're good in the Southeast. We keep, building that. Our drive market, we got great direct flights, and that continues to grow, and that's how we can spread awareness. But, we operate not only in, advertising, but public relations. The media, earned media that we get has really been significant. That's where we can spend a little bit of money to generate huge returns. An article in the right publication will generate phenomenal awareness, the kind of awareness we couldn't buy. We couldn't pay enough in advertising to generate a great article in the right publication. So public relations is really a focus of ours. Of course, our website is the resource we try to push everybody to, because we can
put a lot of
information in there. Calendar of events truly is.
Yeah, if you're local, check out their website at visitpensacola.com, because I refer to it all the time. They really do a great job of keeping up to date on all the current events and all the way the whole calendar. It's not just this week. Like, you can actually go ahead and see what's coming up.
That's right.
And that's nice, too, if you're planning a vacation or something like that.
Yep, and there's great blogs and itinerary suggestions. And in fact, we've come up with a new way to explore the destination. We've got these passports. So,
mm-hmm.
If you've ever done a city pass in a community, we have our version of that, the Way to Beach experience.
Yes.
So there's paid opportunities where you can buy a pass that has multiple things to do in it at a bit of a savings.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have just these trail passes where you can explore, the best bushwhackers throughout Escambia County.
There's an important mission.
Yes, but be careful, of course. It's hard to stop at two, no more than three.
Right,
has been my
rule.
But also, there's a coffee trail.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that really have gotten into the pelicans that are
throughout
our county, there's a pelican trail as well.
I didn't realize that. A pelican trail. Now that's so cool.
Download it. It's free. Those trail passes are free, and that's going to continue to evolve.
Oh, I love that. So we're talking with Darren Schaefer, President and CEO of Visit Pensacola on the Pep Talk. He is our expert. I'm trying to say too much at the same time. He is our expert on the expert panel this morning. So if you have a question about Visit Pensacola or tourism or maybe some of the things that are coming up on events, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. So going forward now, you've got this tremendous week coming up. So this is a busy, busy week for y'all. And then what happens next as we get into, there really is no shoulder season anymore, is there?
It's probably like January.
Barely. You know, well, and we still have all the snowbirds coming in
anybody
January.
Anybody got ideas for January? Yeah. We're all ears. But you're right. We do have a stronger snowbird winter traveler draw now that we've been putting a focus on. We've our destinations to the east and west of us have had that snowbird traffic for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't really put the same kind of focus on it till about 3-4 years ago, and we're seeing the results of that.
Yes, definitely.
And these remote workers is still an option for a lot of people, and mm-hmm. they're taking advantage of that, so that helps fill in December, January, February, into March. But with as successful as summer can be, there's not as much of a need to promote during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really focusing on the other months, and then of course making sure that understanding that as people come in, it generates traffic. How do we move them around the communities? How do we spread them out so they're exploring and discovering other things to do? If you've never been to Johnson's Beach over mm-hmm. in Perdido Key, it's phenomenal. Big Lagoon State Park is a great place to hike and get out and bike and do those type of things. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that people that's what we're trying to do.
Well, it's just so comprehensive, and I think people don't realize how much there is. One of the things that you have is your Way to Beach Visitor's Guide. That's out now, isn't it?
Yep. The new Insider Guide came out at the beginning of May.
So you can reference that. You can go to one of the visitor centers. Most of the visitor centers in the area have copies of that, but it's online too, isn't it?
It is. You can download it from our website. And, speaking of the visitor centers, I've always felt that, it's important to give our visitors and our residents, like human beings to talk to.
Yes.
The apps and the AI is great, but it's hard to replace talking to a live person.
No question.
And so we have our visitor center that's in Perdido Key.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Pensacola at the base of the bridge in Wayside Park.
You can't miss it. It's the big white building there right as you come off the 3-mile bridge.
That's right. And you are very familiar with the other visitor center in Pensacola Beach. Jessica Simpson is our new president, CEO,
and doing a super job.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah, she's the best.
And that's right there in Casino Beach parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So very accessible. The folks that are there, the ambassadors, do a great job. Lots of information. So if you're certainly a new resident,
mm-hmm.
or if you think you know everything,
you'd be surprised.
Yes.
There's also an art gallery there now. We have Kelly Whitaker's beautiful photographs up there at the visitor center and some other things going on there. But it's like you said, some walking in and say, well, what's your favorite restaurant? Now I'm into visitor center. So I travel and I'll go, tell me your favorite restaurant. Well, I'm not supposed to say, but.
There's 3 to 5 that
right.
You can bank on. Yeah.
That's exactly
right. You mix it up and where do you want to be? And
mm-hmm. That's exactly.
Food you like.
Yeah, that firsthand recommendation is always the best. Well, I think that Visit Pensacola does a super job, and we talked briefly a few minutes ago, but there's been some controversy about the funding and all the different things. Can you kind of give us just in a nutshell where that all stands now and what's kind of happening with all of that?
Sure. In the state of Florida, they go through their budget session, and that's usually January through March and April, and then it becomes a discussion between the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And every year there's a bill or two that has to do with the funding mechanism for tourism,
which is,
we call it the tourist development tax. And mm-hmm. that's a tax that all the lodging throughout the state and through our county collects. And that is used for many, many things. So we're funded by that, but also.
So homeowners aren't paying that tax. It's the visitors paying that tax when they stay at hotels.
That is a very important note, that the bulk of that is being paid by visitors.
Right.
It's not on the property tax.
No.
And it's really more of an assessment that way. And so it's used for like beach renourishment, which we're going to go through. And that's very exciting for Pensacola Beach. They're going to add hundreds of feet of frontage to the
beach.
Which
we need.
Yeah, all the way out, you know, east and west, 8 miles, I believe.
Yes, so very exciting.
That'll be great for Pensacola Beach. But also things like the Pensacola Bay Center was created and built through tourism development tax. And that right now is a really big topic of discussion. And I think there's a lot of momentum within the Board of County Commissioners and the community regarding the renovation of the existing facility, but the expansion of it. I know at Visit Pensacola, we're really excited about something happening to that to improve the experience, but also, you know, the thing that we don't have that we so desperately
need. I know
what
you're going to say.
Yes, additional conference space.
Convention center of some kind.
Definitely the broken record on that.
Yes.
Right? I'll say it time and again, what we see when we're out selling the community, and that's a big piece of what we do. We have a sales team that's out there trying to bring reunions, military reunions, meetings and conferences. People want to come to Pensacola, but far too many times we have to, we can't submit a proposal because we just don't have the appropriate space.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of great small space.
Right.
Really cool
right.
venues, different areas, different experiences. But, you know, if we have more than 500 people, it becomes very, very, very tight. And to really give them a good experience is challenging for us. So the conference center space where we can put 1,500 people in a room for a banquet is a
great
starting point.
Yes.
And, you know, with that brings business. It opens eyes up for, you know, business leaders and people that have companies. And they come from some kind of association meeting and, you know, it's their first time coming to Pensacola. But the kind of folks that come in with that can really support like a downtown through the restaurants and the retail as well. It's a little different than sports. I mean, sports are great. I love sports.
Right.
And we have some great sports facilities. We're going to be spending $25 million improving the baseball stadium, our baseball facilities, so 18 different fields that are going to go to AstroTurf. So that'll be.
And kudos to Ray Palmer, who does such a good job with the Pensacola Sports Association.
Fantastic job. I mean, I've done that work in other markets, but when I came to Pensacola, it's like, you know, we've got Pensacola Sports. Like, great. We work very well together. Sunbelt Conference is a great example of that. And that has been a great event that's been brought to Pensacola that gives us, exposure throughout the Sunbelt Conference, which is now 14 schools.
Wow.
Gives us national TV coverage when the championships are going on. So, and it's also attracted other schools and systems to take a look at Pensacola for the first time.
Yeah, that's really great. And that's really what y'all are about, is really opening up those doors, kind of expanding the idea of what the beach can offer, what Pensacola and the community can offer in addition to the beach.
Well, we like to say everything starts with a visit.
Yeah.
And goes from there. And we have a lot of new residents that came here as a visit and second homeowners. So everything starts with a visit.
And we have a lot of returnees, I will say, those that are trained out at NAS. They always say, oh, we're coming back. We're going to come back. And they usually do. A lot of veterans and people have come back here after all those years of service.
Yeah, I think that speaks well to the community and how welcoming it is. And I got to say, that's such an important part and something I felt when I first came to Pensacola for interviewing for this job. Both my wife and I were really impressed with just how warm the people were, and I mean, this was during COVID,
April
of 2020,
still
felt that. It is a really a strength of our community compared to other areas that don't necessarily are perceived that way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about if someone's been intrigued and interested in Visit Pensacola, how could they stay in touch? Do you have a newsletter or email that they could get involved with? And also, some businesses and people may want to become members. How does that work? Or partners, I should say.
Partners, yes. So, we welcome our local business community to get involved with Visit Pensacola. We're here bringing in over 2 million visitors a year, so we are a conduit for that and to make that connection. So it's through our website is a great referral system. We have newsletters, a few that people can sign up for on the website, visitpensacola.com.
Do you have to be a member to be on the email list?
You don't, and you actually don't even need to be a member to be on the website. So part of our service to the county is, hey, if you're a tourism-related business and this makes sense for you, we are providing free listings.
For that's great.
Be on the website. Yeah
that's
great. Well, we want a website that's as complete as possible, right?
For
we
sure.
want to have gaps in there, and people are like, I can't find what I need there. Mm-hmm. So we made that decision a couple of years ago.
We're going to represent everybody. Then what is the advantage of being a partner?
Well, there's a lot of additional marketing that we do. So mm-hmm. the sales team and the lead referrals that they have. And of course, as a partner, you can increase the kind of exposure that you have on the website. You can be included. And when we bring travel writers and media into mm-hmm. town, they're always looking for different storylines. So we have the opportunity to feature our paid partners in those media visits and be part of the articles that are written about our area.
Oh, that's great. So there's definite advantages to being a Visit Pensacola partner.
Absolutely. And Melissa Bailey in our office would love to speak with you and share that with you and review it. And hey, if it isn't the right fit, it's not the right fit. Mm-hmm. You know, we have four great chambers of commerce that do phenomenal work. So whether you're in Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, Pensacola, or the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. All help our local businesses grow.
And by the way, all are actively involved with Visit Pensacola.
That's right.
No doubt.
So important. And you know, so much of what we do can be tied into economic development. So working with the city of Pensacola, mm-hmm. the county, Florida West, I mean, those are all really important relationships. And it's really important that we're working together, and we are.
And then there's a great bigger organization also known as Visit Florida. How does that dynamic work?
Well, Visit Florida is just
a statewide.
It's a bigger version of what we do, and they mm-hmm. represent the entire state. And it's important for us to work closely with them because they have a bigger budget. You mm-hmm. know, it's $80 million.
Wow.
And so they do some cooperative advertising and programs that we tie into, which just allows us to expand our budget. So mm-hmm. some of it's TV advertising, some of it's trade show or media visits, some of it we are looking at a TV campaign with them that'll start in October and then again in February.
Excellent.
And they're paying for half of it.
So that's
it
excellent.
Just allows yeah. us to extend our budget.
That's excellent. Okay, we have just a few minutes left, Darren. I'm talking with Darren Schaefer. He's president and CEO of Visit Pensacola. Anything we haven't mentioned today that you would like to mention? I know we've got lots of events coming up, of course.
Yeah, you know, we work in we're connected through the community in many ways. So we help with the sports. We're excited to promote the arts and culture things that we have in the history. And we do it in multiple ways. So it's not just advertising and marketing. It's mm-hmm. public relations. We're also got our, you know, social media, which is really a strength of ours and really has grown. So it's another way to connect with us and take advantage of our feeds by, you know, including hashtag Visit Pensacola or
right.
Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your own posts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and the other thing I want to mention, too, is we're talking a lot about what they do outside of the community, but Visit Pensacola also does a lot inside of the community. And just for fun, I'm going to mention one of the events you do is the Big Hospitality Week, honoring all the folks that, once you get the visitors here, make a difference, like you said, in the way that they treat everybody. So I just want to say, it's so, Tourism Week and the Hospitality Week is so much fun for everybody in hospitality. They have a Hospitality Olympics where they have Bamboo Willies is running against a chamber and everybody, you know, it's just a... So I wanted to mention that, too, that it's not just the outside things, but you also do a lot in the community.
Well, sometimes you got to take just time out to... you know, celebrate your successes and recognize the everyone on the front line, because
mm-hmm.
all we can do is bring them here. I mean, we don't sign the contracts.
Right.
We're not checking them in. We're not cleaning the rooms. We're not providing them the amazing dolphin tour
mm-hmm.
Or showing them the Naval Aviation Museum with the docents. So it's everyone else that really makes it happen. And we're just, you know, so excited to be a part of that process and bring people in to, you know, experience what we as residents get to experience every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really special place, and the word is out.
Well, I'm a little jealous. Sounds like a great job to me. What's my job? Going out and promoting Pensacola Beach and this whole community. So thank you so much for all that you do. I've got about a minute left. Maybe just how folks can get in touch with you one more time in that website.
Yeah, so come and visit it. Our visitor center is also our office is there at Wayside.
What are the hours there, by the way?
We're 9 to 5 through the week and uh-huh. then 10 to 4 on the weekends.
Both Saturday and Sunday?
That's right.
Oh, great. Okay, that's good to know. And what's your website?
visitpensacola.com. It couldn't be easier.
Okay, you can go there and find out what's happening in the community. Darren Schaefer, President CEO, thank you so much for being here. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you coming
in. Thank you, Meg.